This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Iran confirming Thursday that it has transferred four American prisoners to house arrest in exchange for the release of billions of dollars. VOA's Jeff Custer reports the deal also involves the release of Iranian prisoners.
Iran's state news agency, IRNA, reports under the deal, mediated by a third country, five Iranians jailed in the United States will be released and Iran's frozen funds in South Korea will be unblocked and transferred to Qatar. Iran said the deal with the U.S. involves between $6 and $7 billion that have been frozen as a result of sanctions. In a statement Thursday, human rights lawyer Jared Genser said the four prisoners are being moved from Tehran's notorious Evin prison to house arrest at an undisclosed hotel where they will be held under guard by Iranian officials. Genser added that a fifth American, an unnamed woman whose detention was just recently made public, is already under house arrest. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Niger's junta threatened to kill ousted President Mohamed Bazoum if neighboring countries attempt any military intervention to restore his rule, according to two Western officials. Speaking to reporters Thursday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said he has been in touch personally with President Bazoum.
I spoke to him, I think, most recently, the day before yesterday. I've spoken to him about half a dozen times since these military leaders came in, imprisoned him, and disrupted the constitutional order in Niger. We have deep concern for him, for his family, for his security and well-being. We've also made clear to the military leaders that we will hold them responsible for his safety and well-being.
ECOWAS, the Economic Community of West African States, had given military leaders a deadline of this past Sunday to reverse the coup. Following the Sunday deadline expiration, the Nigerian military closed the country's airspace, citing the threat of intervention as the reason. For more news, VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. A Russian missile hit a hotel that United Nations staff often use in the Ukrainian city of Zaporizhia on Thursday evening, leaving one person dead and 16 wounded, according to Ukrainian officials. Among the 16 injured in the strike, four were children. It was the second strike on Zaporizhia in 2 days. Russia launched its first mission to the moon in nearly 50 years on Friday, racing to land on the lunar South Pole before a spacecraft from India gets there. The Russian lunar lander is expected to reach the moon on August 23rd, about the same day as the Indian craft, which was launched back on July the 14th. Only three governments had managed successful moon landings: the Soviet Union, the United States, and China. President Joe Biden has declared a major disaster on the island of Maui in Hawaii, where the governor says at least 53 people were killed. We get more of the AP's Ed Donahue.
It means federal help is on the way to fight deadly wildfires.
Our prayers with the people of Hawaii, but not just our prayers. Every asset we have will be available to them.
Homes have been destroyed. This is the deadliest fire in years in the U.S. Speaking in Utah, the president said,
I've ordered all available federal assets on the island, including the U.S. Coast Guard, the Navy Third Fleet, and the U.S. Army, to assist local emergency response crews tonight, along with the Hawaiian National Guard. We're working as quickly as possible to fight these fires and evacuate residents and tourists.
The fires have been fanned by strong winds from Hurricane Dora, passing far to the south. There are also fires on Hawaii's Big Island, but the mayor there says there have been no reports of injuries or destroyed homes. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A white supremacist is accused of threatening the jury and witnesses in a synagogue shooting trial here in the U.S. We get more from the AP's Walter Ratliff.
The Justice Department says Hardy Lloyd of Follansbee, West Virginia, is accused of sending threatening social media posts and emails, along with comments on websites about the death penalty trial of Robert Bowers. He's charged with making online threats toward the jury and witnesses at the trial of the man who killed 11 congregants at a Pittsburgh synagogue. Lloyd is a self-proclaimed white supremacist. The Justice Department says he was also allegedly responsible for placing threatening and anti-Semitic stickers in predominantly Jewish areas of Pittsburgh. The charges, including obstruction of justice and witness tampering, carry a total maximum punishment of 35 years in prison. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Nearly a third of U.S. hospital pharmacists say they were forced to ration, delay, or cancel treatments as drug shortages here in the U.S. approach an all-time high, according to a just-released survey. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.